Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. We're now starting a different part of the Masechta. We've been busy now for Prokim with the Lashonis of Nedarim, before that with the Geder of Isurei and Mudori Hano. Now we're going to go into the Dinim of Hatoras Neder and Haforas Neder. Hatoras Neder is when a person independently has a Neder, so he needs a Bezdin to be Mati the Neder. And Haforah, it can only be done on a neder that's made by a wife or by a daughter, l'fi the conditions that are met, that we're going to have Be'ez Hashem in the 10th parak. Let's understand a little bit how Hatoras Nedarim works. Hatoras Nedarim, everybody's familiar from Erev Rosh Hashanah. You sit down in front of, you stand up in front of three people. It has a tzura of standing in front of a Bezdin. Bezdin of some three people on shul, interesting. Is that the Bezdin you would go to if you had a din Torah on $100,000? So it's clear that this Bezdin does not have to have the criteria of Chachomim. It could very well be that Dayanim of today don't even have a din to paskin dinei Torah, mideraisa. Machlokes Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, it has to be Dayanim that are smuchim ishmim pishvim Moshe Rabbeinu. That's certainly not the case over here. That's called Dayanim Hedyotis. Now even the three people that sit down on the bench to hear Hatoras Nedarim have to be familiar with the concept and how Hatoras Nedarim works. And this is a big mikshel, because sometimes people use Hatoras Nedarim, somebody that doesn't really know. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're not really being mad to anything specific. It's a general Hatoras Nedarim. But if somebody wants to make a real bona fide Hatoras Nedarim, in the middle of Shvat, he has a neder, he said something that he was going to do, not do, and he wants to be mad to neder, you have to have three people that really understand how the process works. Now the Gemara says in Chagiga, rather a Mishnah, says hetin nedarim porchim ba'avir ve'in lam al ma'ashi yismoichu min ha'mikro. There's different halachas of hetin nedarim. There's nothing really about it in the pasuk. B'chol zois, the Gemara says that from the fact the pasuk says lo yachal dvorei, he can't be mechal dvorei. It's meduik lo yachal, he mustn't be mechal dvorei. Ha'acherim mechal dvorei. Now what we said, that it has to be in front of a bezdin. There's really two possibilities. There's a din to be matir in front of any three people with a tzura of a bezdin, or there's a din to be matir in front of a yochid mumcha. Today we don't use the halacha yochid mumcha. We don't consider anybody on that madrega. What does it mean to be matir neder, or beloshna mishnah to be shoyel ala neder? There's two ways. Either the heter is created al yidei the fact that the person who made the neder verbalizes the fact that he has a charoton that he made in Eder. He had a wrong assumption, he had a wrong thought process, he had a wrong insight into himself and what he needs for his growth. He has charoton in Eder, or the way we do Hatoras Nedarim is that we mischarot on that, we said whatever good things we want to do, we said it b'loshen Eder, b'loshen Eder, b'loshen Shvu, etc., the whole nusach that we say. That's called charoton. Pesach is something else. Pesach means that if he's not mischarot on the etzma neder, but the chochum could be mamtzi, if you would have known that kach v'kach, something would have unfolded, something would have happened. You made a neder that's again to a child, you had no idea that child's going to turn around. If it's within reason, Gemara says sometimes something could be totally unexpected, then it's noilad, and then moed d'tochen, you can't be mater neder based on noilad. It has to be something which is reasonable. And again, it's a wrong decision, but it's not a wrong decision based on what was then. It's a wrong decision based on what happened in the future. So because of that, he made the neder based on faulty reasoning. With that also, the chochem is oike the neder. The lashon of being oike the neder is a lashon of chazal, the lashon of Mishnah and Gemara, where the chochem is oike the neder. The truth of the matter is that it needs a little bit of explanation. Ad kama that we say that a person made a mistake in the neder. Now, make no mistake about that. This is not consistent with the concept of mekach tois. Mekach tois, b'chol ha-Torah, is I bought a car. I drove the car out of the garage from the fellow that I bought it from. And 5 miles later, it became clear that the transmission does not work. So pshat is then, I never bought the car. I bought a car with a transmission that works. I never bought a car with a transmission that has to be replaced. So I never bought this car. It's the mekach that didn't happen. I don't have to be mevatel the mekach. I go back. We call it being mevatel the mekach because I go back and I get my money back. I don't have to be mevatel. The mekach isn't the mekach at kama that I don't want the car without a good transmission.
Over here, we're talking about the Chochem being like the Neder. So, for starters, over here, there's no mistake in the Neder. Even if a person had faulty reasoning, that would be like saying, instead of a car without a transmission, I bought a car because I thought that Lamaisa, now I have three teenagers at home, older teenagers, and they need the car. It turns out, this one's in the dorm, this one's working in town, the third one, there's no reason why I had to buy the car. That, I'd never be able to take the car back to the dealership and give it back. It's not a mekach tois. I bought the car fair and square. The reason why I wanted the car is not relevant. Okay, that's my problem. So if I want, I can sell the car, but I can't be mevatel. Over here, Hey Yois, the Gemara learns out that there's a concept of a person has to be that his piv liba shoven. It has to be, we saw this in the third parak, it has to be that a person's thought process and reasoning is in place with the neder that he made. The neder sach hakol is not between two people. A neder is an expression baper of masha b'liboy. So if the thought process was off, if the feeling was off, so then the neder is not a neder. Why do I need a chochem to be oiker? So the truth of the matter is that the Mabit, famous shtickle in Kiyas Sefer, which is his Sefer, the Mabit Sefer of Mekoris to Divrei Rambam, understands that Hataras Nedarim Be'etzim would work without. It's possible that a person could get rid of any neder that he has charot on. You don't really need a chochem. It's a din midrabbanan asmuchu akro. It's not mefurish. But Lamaisa Revid Rishenim understand that the way. They understand that this is the din midaraisa, you need Hataras Chochem. You have to say that it's not as simple as that. In Echanami, we had the Dharma in the third parak, where we say that Meikoro, he was thinking about one thing. The reason why he made the Neder is because he was forced to buy Anosim. So Betzim, he didn't want the Neder. So that would be Ein Pivoli Vishav Mashenke, and the cases that we're going to have now in the parak, over here, B'Shas Maisa, he did want it. There was something off with his reasoning of how he came to that decision, but the decision was made, he did want it. So Avadi, you wouldn't be able to just be mischarid and pull out of the Neder. You need a process of Hataras Chochem. Now, the Gemara says that Hataras Chochem is oike the Neder lemafreya. The Gemara says that the difference between Hatoro and Haforo is that when a Chochem is oike Neder, Neder shehuta miktsose huta kuloi, Masha'enke neder shehufar by the father or by the husband, hufa miktsose lehufa kuloi. And the reason for that is, pashtus, because when the chochem is oike the neder, what he does is he renders the neder a mistake, lemafre, the neder is kuloi hoye, it never was. So the whole neder was made betois, the whole neder has to be neker. Masha'enke behaforo is a kleach and a father or the kleich of the father or the kleich of the husband to get rid of the neder kefi ritzayna, but not that the neder meikoro has in it a charata. So memele, it's not oikurit l'mafre kiloi hoyu. It just means mikan ve'elech when he hears about it and he says neder ze mufar. So if he's only made for half the neder, that chelik is mufar. The other half stands as is. It stands uncorrected. That's the pashtus. The Rambam, it would seem like, has a slightly different shita. In the chilah between Hatorah and Hafara, he understands that there's a gevissa element of Hatorah that taka works mikan labo, and there's a gevissa element of Hafara that works limafreya. And this is a chiddush, because we just said the lashon of the Gemara is that Hatorah is oike the neder, and Hafara neder shehufa miktsase loyhufa kuloi because it only works mikan labo. So that has to be explained, but that's the basic hakdama to our perek. Now let's see the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Poischin la Odom bechvoid ovi vi imoi. Vachachomim oisim. What's the discussion over here? A Pesach has to be when somebody says, if I would have known kach v'kach, if I would have been mesim leiv kach v'kach, of course I wouldn't have been neider. But it has to be real. It has to be dvarim shebelev. The chochem could only be oiker the neder, the beznin could only be oiker the neder, afazoi vait, we're talking about something that's for real. So Melo Riblezer says, Poischin Adam Lechvoid Av V'Imoy, a very good, a very effective Pesach would be if you'd know, Lamashal, you were neider from meat. And you'd know now that you're causing your parents, Agmas Nevesh, every time you can't eat with them a Suda. So, okay, that's a Pesach. If you can answer that affirmatively, so then that's your Pesach, that could be Mata the Neder. V'Chom Moisim, because B'Choshe doesn't mean it for real, for a very obvious reason. person says, I don't care. I don't really care what my parents would say or what they feel. How would everybody look at him? So Mamela, he'll answer the question, yes, even though the truth of the matter is that not. You're saying that a person could always be Pesach of V'imoy, and there's this discussion about whether he's authentic or not. No, Yiftachu loy b'chvayd amokim. Haloi, lefir b'lezer, if you want to give the floor to any Pesach which is real, so you could say to the person, if you would have known that the Rebbein Shem frowns on making the dar, haloi, a person shouldn't be making. We spoke about this in the first parak when we had Kenidri Rishoyim. The quick on the trigger finger to make a neder, the Gemara brings from Shlaim HaMelech, the Pasuk of Mishlei, is called a Rasha. So Mamela, if that's the case, so you say to him, would you make a neder if you would have been Mesim Lev when you made the neder that you're Ra Be'ini HaMokim? Elamai, you can't put that to a person because which person is going to answer, no, I couldn't care less what the Rebbein Shem thinks. So of course he's going to answer yes, even though that's not really on his mind. If that's the case, Im Kain Ein Nidorim. There's not going to be a neder because everybody has that Pesach. There's nobody who's going to answer no, and therefore Chacham is going to be mata every neder, so no hatos nedarim is going to be kalocha. Elamai, that shows that a question which you can't trust that the person who's being shoyel al nidre is going to answer honestly, you can't be pesach. So din drabonim, be'etzim it should work, but you can't do it that way. Umoydim chacham l'rbelezer bedavah shebeinoy levein ova v'imoy shepoyschon le'bechvoy ova v'imoy. The Bechvayd of V'imoy, that's a general question, is something that's a general question. But let's say he's madir hanof from his parents. Don't you know that you're responsible to take care of your parents? And the chiluk between that is Pashut. When he made a neder, he was madir hanof from his parents, he showed total disregard for his parents when he made the neder. So Meli, you could assume that he's going to answer you tzimzach when he's asked if that's a possible Pesach for his neder. In the first case, you don't matter, a person's neder stamazeh. His parents are going to have agmas nefesh from his neder. So who's going to answer no? Simele is not going to answer honestly. That's the discussion over here in the Mishnah.